This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we've missed her. Bonus Rena on a Thursday. Do they have phones in Mexico?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, you could have called in last Wednesday, 12:35, from Mexico. Dave, what do you think? Could have called in.
Yeah, would have been nice.
Would have been nice. You could have given us, like, you know, my daughter's doing this, my husband's doing this.
Maybe a little tipsy on the beach.
Yes. What's going on? People watching, observations. Did 0 to 10, 0, you gave it no consideration. 10, you thought about it almost relentlessly about calling in the show. Tell me 0 to 10.
Well, I'm not even going to give you a number. I will just tell you this. I barely remember to be on the show when I'm here in town. So.
I think we have the correct answer right there. Well, we're glad you're back. Okay. So first of all, tell people about the trip, and then we'll get to just a long, long story about coming back.
You know, it was a fantastic trip. I don't want to besmirch Mexico's name, but Mexico in July was probably not our brightest plan, but it was delightful. It was just a week of pretending that my real life doesn't exist. And
I like that, yeah.
And having fun, yeah. It was just didn't do a whole lot, which is hard for me because I'm one of those people that doesn't like to sit still even on vacation. So it was a much-needed getaway.
Okay. Are you a beach person? Can you sit there, put the AirPods in? Can you read a book? Or you're like, no, I just can't sit here and lay out. I got to be moving and do something.
I'm the move and do something gal.
Yep. How about your daughter? Does she want to sit there? Does she want to keep moving?
She's constantly in the pool. She wants to be in the pool. She wants to go in the ocean. She wants to find shells. So she was in heaven because there's an ocean and a pool, you know, so there was lots to do, but there's not a lot of time to like just sit around and do nothing because she's seven. So
yep.
That's not just not going to happen.
Dave Harrigan, you go first. What kind of swimmer is Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11? What kind of swimmer?
Oh,
I think she would rate herself as an adequate swimmer. She's not going to be in the Olympics anytime soon, but I think she knows her major strokes well enough.
Yeah. I see the same. I don't know if I see her doing the backstroke a lot, you know, or the butterfly.
She's not just doggy paddling is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give you like a 6 as a swimmer.
Okay. First of all, I am offended. What makes you think that I'm not athletic enough to be a swimmer?
Wait, I just gave you a 6 and a 0 to 10. That's above average.
I mean, I'm not a swimmer, but I am offended that you would think I'm not a swimmer.
Dave, where's that noise coming from, by the way?
It's coming from you.
No, it is not.
It sure is.
It is not. I have my volume off. Where's that dinging coming from? I think Dave was tougher on you than I was swimming-wise. Maybe the three of us need to go. We'll have a swim competition.
Swim off.
Swim off.
Swim off.
Yeah. I guess, is it speed? Is it technique? Is it the suit? How would we judge this swim-off, Dave Harrigan?
Clearly the suit for me.
Yes, okay.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Move on.
Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable, I got to be honest. Okay, yes. So yes. 0 to 10, what kind of swimmer are you?
I'm probably a 6.
Okay, thank you.
I can name you three kinds of swimming strokes.
Okay, let's go. Let's hear them.
I don't know if I can do them.
Yeah.
Backstroke, butterfly, and breaststroke.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
Very good. Okay, so were you swimming a fair amount?
I was in the pool a fair amount. Yeah. I don't know that
so
swimming would...
Not
I wasn't
one,
doggy paddling, but so, I wasn't like doing laps.
So not one stroke during the trip to Mexico.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What is exactly the swimming vacation? Oh, no, it's not true. I went snorkeling with broken snorkels things. So I did do some swimming.
Okay. What was broken? Because that can be dangerous, by the way, if something's broken here.
Well, yes. So the first time, the goggles would not seal against my head because I have the world's stupid tiniest head. And so I kept getting water in my eyes. And so I took those back and they gave me another one. And I went to go put the snorkel thing in my mouth and it had lipstick all over it.
Oof.
So I just snorkeled using my own breath.
Okay, let's get back to the other point. Dave, do you think Arena having an inordinately small head? I've never considered that once.
No.
No.
Guess we're wrong.
Yeah.
Tiny head.
I mean, if people come in and say, "Well, whoa, you have a really small head."
My mom used to call me Pinhead.
That explains a lot. Okay, I mean, that's seriously. How old were you when she was doing this?
I don't remember. But I don't remember like how long or at what age it started. I don't know. She's gonna get real mad at me when she hears this because she listens to the podcast every yeah. week. So yeah,
Dave. I mean,
I'm giving all her secrets away. Also, when I was a little kid, I found a picture that said my birthday cake, and it said "Happy Birthday, Chub Chub."
What kind of childhood did you have? Making fun of your head size.
You don't want to know.
I can't imagine you were.
I roamed around in a Greek gang.
I can't see Rena chubby. Dave, do you see Rena chubby?
Certainly not now, but I mean, kids, you can be a chubby kid and grow out of it.
Were you going to say, well, I kind of think she's chubby now?
I said just the opposite. Yeah. I was very clear I said just the opposite. But it reminds me, my mother used to call me binder arms because apparently I had a very distinctive lack of upper body strength as a kid.
Binder as in like a rubber band?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. By the way.
Yeah.
I have a question for Chad, but my ADD brain's going to go this way first.
Sure.
When I was in Mexico, the waiter came by and I asked for a margarita and he said, "Do you want a skinny margarita or a regular one?" And I was offended. I was like, so I look like I need a skinny margarita?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
I think that is a...
If I wanted a skinny margarita, I would have asked for a skinny margarita.
I think that is a female generalization that is insulting. I mean, I'm not going to protest, you know, to the world, but I think I have witnessed that a number of times, and every time it is asked to the female in the group. So,
by the way,
so which did you get?
What body part did you? I got a regular margarita.
Okay.
And I want to know what body part people have made fun of you for.
Are you talking presently? Because there's a few on the present list.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom and sister were very difficult. I mean, they used to smoke cigarettes in a small room with me when I had asthma.
Yep.
You know,
they make fun of your lungs.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, toughen up, lung boy. You know, this will help
lung
you a little
boy.
Bit. They also, I have been lucky. I have not had, I've hardly had any major surgeries. But when I was, how old was I? 7 or 8, I had a hernia surgery. I mean, like, what kind of kid has hernia surgery at that age? My mother and sister, we lived in a townhome for about a year. Now, I was even younger. I was 4 or 5. They went upstairs and left me downstairs for like 4 hours on the couch with me because you weren't supposed to get up, you know, at that time. You weren't supposed to walk. And they left me on the couch by myself. And I'm in therapy.
Aww.
I'm in therapy for it still.
I know. I was going to say, poor childhood Chad.
Yeah.
I feel for you.
So what do we have? We have chubby, we have binders, and we have abandoned. That's who we have here on the panel right now. All right. Let's get to your return trip because it was not pleasant, but it was eventful with our friend, the always delightful Rena Sargentopoulos here on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rena back with us. Rena, like all our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, okay, you're trying to get back. Take us through what happened, because I know it wasn't smooth, let's put it that way.
It wasn't smooth. And this is going to shock you, though, because you know I don't like anybody or anything or going anywhere or doing anything. So, surprisingly, this all was fun and turned out really great, even though it wasn't smooth.
That's great.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Fabulous.
So, first of all, we were on Delta. Flying back, we were on a different airline.
Okay.
And we had a layover in Denver. We get off the plane, you go through customs, you got to give your bag back and do those stuff and the things and jump through the hoops. And we get out to the gate and it says, your flight is now at a different gate. So then we get back on the train and we go back to the other gate. And then all of a sudden, the flight is now delayed until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
And what time were you supposed to leave?
8 o'clock at night.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So we're like 17 hours. So now we have to find a hotel. And United is, sorry, I don't know if I should say that or not, but
well,
anyway, so the airline.
In case somebody missed it, it's United. United.
So anyway, they couldn't find us a hotel room. We had to find our own hotel room.
Denver, Colorado, we couldn't find a hotel room. Small town.
Because everyone else was in the same boat.
Yeah.
So any hotel that was anywhere near the airport was booked solid. So we get an Uber. We go to the hotel in downtown Denver, which is so delightful. And we get there at like 10:30 at night. We've been traveling since, 10 o'clock in the morning. And sleep overnight, gunshots, sirens, could not fall asleep. Get up the next day. Hey, guess what? Your flight has been now canceled. Sweet. Okay, when can we get on a new flight?
Yep.
Wednesday. It's Sunday now. Wednesday. Wednesday. And no one else has any flights. Delta doesn't. Southwest. Like no one's got. No one apparently. Minneapolis was nobody's priority. I can tell you that right now. So okay, fine. We're gonna rent a car.
Put that on the Twitter. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania native, Chub doesn't think Minneapolis is a priority. I mean, that's how I heard it.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So we say to the lovely folks on the phone, since our flight is canceled, can we come pick up our luggage because we're going to drive home?
Yeah.
Oh, we sent your luggage on an earlier flight to Minneapolis. I'm sorry, say what now? There was a flight to Minneapolis that you didn't put us on, but you put our bags on. So now we're stuck in Denver, potentially till Wednesday if we can't get a car, with zero clothing, zero, toiletries. Okay, fine. So we're just going to, I guess we're going to drive and we're not going to have clothing or anything like that. So
okay.
We make a reservation for the rental car. We take an Uber to the rental place. Sorry, we're not doing one-way rentals anymore because there's too many people that are taking all our cars. So we literally walked down. I don't know if you've ever been to the rental car places at Denver. It's not near the airport.
Yes, it's not convenient.
It's a long stretch of highway where we walk down the side of the highway and we would take turns taking Maggie into like a rental car place. And then the other one would walk to the next rental car place to see if we could get a car.
It's kind of like a relay of some sort here.
Yes, it was. Tag, you're it. So we finally find a company that will rent us a car. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. As you know, it's like a 12 to 14 hour drive.
Yes.
So we're not going to do it overnight.
No.
So my husband says, you know what? Let's go to Target, pick up some clothes. Let's beat feet to South Dakota and go see Mount Rushmore. You've never seen it. Maggie's never seen it. So that's what we did.
Yeah.
We drove like the Dickens. We got to Mount Rushmore right before sunset. So we got to see it in the daylight, in the sunset, and we got there just in time for the lighting ceremony.
Oh, that's fabulous, right?
Yeah. So it was a trip that I've always wanted to do, but I don't like being in the car. So it was probably never going to happen. And so I went to Mexico and Mount Rushmore in the same trip.
Did you return the car? Or are you still driving the car right now and you're not going to return
it? Oh, my gosh, no.
Yeah.
We had to go to the airport to pick up our luggage. Yeah. So we drove to the airport to go get our things.
Yeah. And you did find your luggage.
This is what's crazy. Yes. But some of the airlines had the bags, like they had cords all through them. So they were and locked up. Our bags just sitting out there for 3 days. Like we walked up, we talked to nobody. We picked the three bags that we wanted and we left. Actually, they were ours. I didn't.
I was going to say. I mean, I'm actually blown away.
That one looked nicer.
Yeah, I'm blown away that our luggage does get to us as frequent as it does. And when it was like 30, 40 years ago when you used to have to show something to prove it was our bag. Nah,
I know.
Just go out there now. I think Dave Harrigan's policy now is go out to the airport, want to freshen up your wardrobe, just grab some luggage and head home.
Roll the dice, see what's in there.
Yeah, see what's in there. Well,
surprise box.
We are glad you're back. Great story. Are we on?
Are you?
Are we? Yes, absolutely. Are we back?
Oh, okay.
Are we back on or Wednesday, or do we have a Twins game?
Another ball game next Wednesday.
Another ball game. All right. maybe another bonus Thursday appearance. How about that?
Okay.
She didn't sound right that excited, did she?
I'm game.
Chubb is done with us.
Excited.
Yes. All right, Chubb.
Go eat a candy bar.
Yeah. All right, Chubb. Go gorge on some food.
I don't know why I tell you guys anything. Yeah. All right. Bye.
Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for you to invest in energy-efficient Infinity from Marva Windows and receive 75% off installation labor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.